This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I think we told you about this when the data came out. It's from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, that households in this economy are getting deeper and deeper in debt. $17.5 trillion in the fourth quarter of last year. That's a better than 1% increase over Q3. Car loans and credit cards are the main culprits, affecting mostly younger borrowers. Also, though, for all of us, the dollar amount we're all paying for interest on that debt as a percentage of our incomes has been moving up sharply over the past year. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour takes a look at what's going on there.
In just the final 3 months of last year, we added to our household debt $271 billion. That is 19% higher than the average for that time of year over the last two decades. Cassie Happy is with Wallet Hub.
Not only are we adding more to those balances, but what we're paying in interest to pay off those balances has been growing as well.
That is because the Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates, and that has hit credit cards hard. Ted Rossman is with Bankrate.com.
We see right now 49% of credit card holders carry debt from month to month. 3 years ago, 39% of cardholders had debt.
The average rate on that credit card debt reached 22.8% last year, a record high. On the other hand,
incomes have gone up quite a bit.
We are more able to carry the debt we're taking on.
It doesn't always feel that way. I think if you say this to the average American, they're like, you know, what wage gains? You know, my rent is up, my grocery bill's up.
But when you look at the interest we're paying as a percentage of our income, things are not nearly as bad as in decades past. Loretta Roney is CEO of In Charge Debt Solutions, a nonprofit credit counseling agency. She says today's interest rates, as high as they are, aren't that high.
When I bought my very first house in 2007, my interest rate was 6%, and I thought that was fantastic, especially if you compare that to the 80s when they were up in the teens.
Today, though, we are hopefully just getting to some kind of balance between income and debt. Roney says we are many years away from some kind of crisis tipping point where our debt gets beyond our ability to pay it off. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.